الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ideal University Student brings change in thinking and reality of the society and world. The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with university students and representatives of student associations in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on April 18th, 2023. The Israelites practiced resistance in Egypt under Pharaoh for many years. Of course, they ruined everything later on, but they resisted for many years. It was this resistance that brought Moses to them. He started his movement and they followed him. This led to the destruction of Pharaoh and his system. This is what awaiting the reappearance of the Savior is about. Awaiting the reappearance means anticipating the removal of all the lacks that you just mentioned. The number of lacks that exist is 10 times more than this, but you didn't mention all of them. This is what awaiting the reappearance means. It means being prepared. It means you need to think. And it means not imagining yourself to be at a dead end. This imagining that you are at a dead end is a very bad thing. This is the meaning behind awaiting the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. You need to keep these things in mind. Of course, the Almighty God has repeatedly said in the Quran, Allah has ordained that I shall surely prevail, I and my messengers. The Holy Quran, Surah 58, verse 21.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Allah has ordained means that it is definite in God's law that the way of the prophets will prevail. There is no room for discussion on this. Allah will indeed defend those who have faith. The Holy Quran, Surah 22, verse 38. God will defend the believers. There is no doubt about this. And the Holy Quran also says, we desire to show favor to those who were oppressed in the land and to make them imams. Surah 28, verse 5. No doubt exists in this. It is the promise of Almighty God. We have seen these realities ourselves. Now, there was a time when we used to quote these things from the Quran, Nahjul Balagha and Sahifa Sajjadiyya, but now we have seen these things in our own lives. Now, you are still very young. God willing, when you have lived to be 10 or 20 years more than I am now, you shall see many things. Me, at this age, I have seen this myself. I witnessed the victory of the revolution. It was a victory of truth over falsehood. No one thought or imagined that it could succeed. Allah.